Good Friday morning. It is 19 minutes past the top of the hour. I'm Mike Allen, and it is time once again for This Week in Real Estate with Mr. Bob Zadora of the Z-Team with Century 21 LeMack Realty. Good morning, Bob.
Morning to you, Mike.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. Great.
It's a wonderful Friday in the Ozarks. It's been fairly mild.
Oh, this isn't bad. December, yeah, and we're doing this well.
Yeah.
We're getting ready for Christmas.
We are.
I got a little Christmas present for everybody. Can you make that happen?
I can. We'll do that right now.
Okay.
Gather around the radio, boys and girls. I have a little story to tell. 'Twas the night before listing, and all through the house, not a computer was stirring, not even its mouse. The CMAs were completed, the contract was signed, with hopes of selling our house in record time. We sellers were resting all snug in our bed, while visions of sold signs danced in our head. The house had been staged, decluttered with care, in hopes that great offers soon would be there. The kitchen was gleaming, the sidewalk swept clean. Oh, spirit of curb appeal, make our house be seen. When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, we scrambled to see just what was the matter. The Century 21 goalpost had started to glow, a warm golden light on the new fallen snow. When what to our wondering eyes should appear, our Z-Team agents with buyers, my dear. They featured and pointed and showed them the way. They smiled and agreed and nodded, okay. Our house got an offer the very next day. We accepted and happily moved on our way. So remember this story when you need to move. The Z-Team Realtors will make it go smooth. On behalf of Lyndon, myself, and all the members of the Z-Team, we wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Now, Bob, I got a question for you. After hearing that, where did that come from? Where did the idea for that come from?
Linda came up with that. We were going to a state convention, and she came up with that as kind of just a little fun tag, a little something else that we do to help make the holidays be jolly and nice. And it worked out very, very well for us. It made it all the way to New Jersey, which is the home office. It got sent up there, and they really liked it. So
We're
a little long on time with it, so it isn't practical for most applications, but we can use it here.
It's good, though.
It tells a great story.
It absolutely does. Speaking of telling great stories, can I have a little bit of time, Bob? I know this is your show, but I want to take a minute and just, you know, as we get to the end of the year, this is the time of the year that we're thankful for things. And I want to say I'm thankful for you. I am thankful that my participation in this show has taught me so much about the real estate business. Now, I'm not going to say I'm an expert. I'll leave that to you.
I'm not sure. Some days I'm not sure I am either.
We'll leave that to Linda. But I have learned so much about the real estate business, the importance of certain things, of getting pre-qualified for loans, of the home inspections. I mean, I could talk the entire show about the things that I have learned just by participating, and I feel like the next time I have a real estate transaction, I think I've got a leg up going into it just by participating in this.
You will have a leg up, and that's what it is. And you actually explained very well that it's a long-term process. You know, people think they can read one book, one article in a paper, watch one show, and say, oh, I could do that. I could sell my house by myself. And they have no idea of all the other things that are going on around any real estate transaction, on the buy side, the sell side, whatever it may be. People having to clear estates from parents that have passed. People having to help neighbors. Sometimes we run into that where the neighbor they become more infirmed and they can't really care for themselves. And they've either signed their power of attorney over to an attorney or maybe to a trusted friend, that they'll do the right thing and that they'll make sure that everybody's taken care of the way they want. There's so many other things that go on besides putting a sign up in front of the house, going to closing, and everybody smiling for a picture. I mean, there's every day, every listing that we have, every contract that we have that we're going forward on. Linda's on the phone with somebody, getting something straightened out. And that's what we do. I mean, we do this all day, every day.
That's right. The Z-Team is hustling. I mean, there have been a number of times that you've come in to get ready for the show, and been on the phone.
Yep.
You've been texting, calling. It's just, it's an all-day thing that you guys are working nonstop. It's not just put the house up and wait for people. It is an active process.
It is. And that's really what we wanted to do from the beginning. And that's what we've done. I mean, when Linda and I just kind of got started doing this, we just kind of fell into that. We both came from, I came with my police and working at the United Center and the old Chicago Stadium. Customer service was a big thing. And that's mm-hmm. really what a lot of this is. The police is the same way. You're solving people's problems. You're trying to smooth over, get everybody settled down. This is going to work out. All we got, if we do this, then that will happen. Those are the kind of things and the kind of conversations that you have with people all the time. And I found that when I first got started with this, it was like, okay, I'm actually pretty familiar with this concept. I didn't know anything about real estate. I ain't going to lie. I had a realtor sell the places that we had up north. Mm-hmm. That's what you do. You know, I mean, and that's what smart people do. They hire that realtor to come and take care of the things that they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important. And I appreciate your honesty and your compliment there with as far as learning from this. We've been together for a while. We've done a lot of shows, and then before the show and after the show, Kibitzin. But it's very important for people to understand that there's a lot of things that go on, and it's not just, you know, like I say, stick a sign in the yard and hope for the best.
Way more than that. Way more than just a sign in the yard. You know, we see the house flipping shows and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
You think, oh, that's easy.
Oh,
it goes way beyond just being handy.
There is
so much that is involved, and that is where the Z Team really excels, is taking care of all of that stuff that you don't see in the TV shows. That is very important.
Exactly. You know, I use that example of the duck going across the lake, and you just see that duck just smooth as glass moving up above. Mm-hmm. You don't see all the commotion that's going on under the water that's getting him moving forward moving him across. And that's us. That's us down there making sure that duck's going just smooth across the
lake. Z-Team are the kicking legs of the
that's
duck.
Right. That's right.
That's right. Well, it's that time again during the show where we take a look at this week in real estate.
Mike, this week in real estate, there were 27 new listings come on the market, 2 commercial properties, 3 parcels of land, 22 homes came on the market. They ranged in price from $73,000 to $1.1 million. There were 22 sales, 1 commercial property, 4 parcels of land, 17 homes sold. They ranged in price from $65,000 to $550,000. Average sale price this week was $244,000 with 66 days on market, so you can see how that market pressure is still on there. 3 properties expired. 34 residences had price changes, and that's 10% of the market right now. And that's what we're seeing, the people being a little more realistic with where the market is and where things are going. Interest rates have dropped quite a bit, and that's helped a lot. I mean, we're down low sevens, mid sevens. If you got really, really good credit, you might be able to hit a 6 in some places. There was a big tullabaloo when it went above 8, but it's like they forgot to tell the story of how much people can save now and the importance of maybe get your pre-approval redone. Currently, there's 325 homes listed on the MLS. Those are homes that you can walk in and buy right now. Year to date, for 2023, there's been 1,024 homes have sold. The average sale price is $228,000 with 85 days on market. Last year, there had been 1,135 homes that sold for an average sale price of $222,000 with 79 days on market. And it's gone up every year since, if I go back to the year before COVID and up to now, the prices have increased every year going forward. Interest rates had a lot to do with it, but now we're kind of getting into the interest rates. They're coming back down, and I think there's a much better shot for a lot of first-time home buyers that they can participate in the market. You want to do that? You want to get on the market? Give my honey a call, 870-405-0793, and check out the website, retiredarkansas.net.